Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Seamus Toomey now with extremely local news from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Tell us about the Green Mill. It's for sale.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, the Green Mill and its entire building at the northwest corner of Broadway and Lawrence, it just went on the market. It sort of caused some waves when this listing started getting shared around. We're not exactly sure what owner Dave Jamillo's got in mind here, but the building itself is landmarked, so it's probably not going to go the way of many other uptown buildings that become luxury apartments. But yeah, we're not exactly sure. There's a couple restaurants in this building as well. This is the one just south of the Uptown Theater. We've all seen the Green Mill if you're lucky enough to have been inside and heard some jazz. Just one of the great watering holes in Chicago. It's been there since 1907, and famously Al Capone used to hang out there, and one of the things I love about it, besides just the sort of the throwback nature of it, is it's got this series of underground tunnels from the Green Mill that connect a bunch of the businesses on Broadway, rumored to be an escape route for the gangsters during Prohibition, and all sorts of different lore. So yeah, Jamillo bought the whole building in 2021 for about $5 million. So he hasn't listed a price for what this all would be, but I would say that would be a starting point. But it sounds like the Green Mill's actual operations aren't going to change at all. So it may just change owners, or maybe the building changes owners. Unclear, but I wouldn't be worried about the Green Mill's long-term future. It's built to last, I hope.
At Broadway and Lawrence. Sadly, though, Edison Park's famous newsstand is closing. This is bad news.
Yeah, this is a sad one. This place hasn't been around as long as the Green Mill, but almost. It's been 82 years that there's been this old-school wooden newsstand in Edison Park. It's at the corner of Northwest Highway and Oliphant. Just one of those old-school ones, you know, like plywood and 2x4s and heaters inside. It sits outside the corner near the Metro stop. Mike Coggy, he's been running it. He's been working there for 60 years. He's only 68, so he got an early start. His grandfather bought it for $100. His dad ran it. He's been running it now for years. But, you know, we know the story about newspapers and newsstands they're losing audience fast. So, Mike's wife recently passed away, and he said, you know, I think it's time to hang it up, spend more time with the grandchildren. So he's got till June 29th. If you want to go visit an old school newsstand, get a paper, get a magazine, he'll be around there. The neighborhood really is going to miss him. They've told us he knows everyone by their name, knows all of their orders, and just because there aren't as many customers anymore. I mean, for example, he used to be open from 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now he's open from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. He used to sell 2,000 Sunday newspapers. Now he said he's lucky to sell 200. So yes, the market has dwindled, everyone's reading their news online.
More at blockclubchicago.org, including a cool story about Caleb Williams' scarf. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.